sometime soon.
I'm sure it's coming down the pike.
We'll have to check in with Bannister, see if that's something they'll have to force
us. Well, it's always good to talk to you, Leland. Leland Danes, again, director of Visit Emporia. And there's always something going on here in town. And Visit Emporia is always a part of, you know, promoting Emporia and being part of great activities here in and around the Emporia area and the Flint Hills. And something new coming out of Visit Emporia, and that is the pledge, the Visit Emporia pledge. Leland, do tell.
That's right. This is, like you said, this is something brand new. We've just launched in this past week. It's something we've been working on, and I think I've even floated on air before, about a month ago, a little bit about this. But we're ready to finally unveil this to not only the local community, but our visitors as well. So this is, at its heart, this is a sustainability pledge. This is, we are inviting locals and visitors alike to take the pledge with us. And that pledge has three parts. It addresses social responsibility. So the golden rule, we all remember the golden rule, treat others as though you'd want to be treated. We know that a big part of why people come here, it's not just the bike rides and the disc golf and the beautiful Flint Hills, it's the people. We've heard time and time again from those visitors in particular that when they come here, they're just over the moon impressed with our local community. And so we want to keep that up, and we want to make sure that when our visitors come, that they are aware and conscientious about treating our local community the way that we know that we'll be treating them. So that's step one. The second part would be the leave no trace. I think this is a concept everyone's familiar with and can easily get behind. That means keeping our open spaces clean, from our parks where we have those world-famous disc golf tournaments to the open roads in the Flint Hills. You know, leaving it as you found it, if not better than what you found it. And so that's a big part of it, because we know that that has an impact on the experience that people have here. And then the final one is respecting the culture, so the way of life and the people here. And so you think about our traditions, founding City of Veterans Day and All Veterans Tribute Week, respecting our veterans and our ranching community. And when we're out on those roadways and you encounter, hey, you might turn the corner on your bicycle or in your vehicle, and you might be faced with a herd of cattle being moved from one pasture to the next, okay? So this is remembering that while you're out there to have fun and you're wanting to have a good experience, that this is a way of life for the people that live out here, and being respectful of that, and maybe saying, hey, okay, I need to find an alternative route here. And then, of course, we've got some wonderful cultural events like the Muertos and Cinco de Mayo with our Latino community here in Emporia. And so those types of things we want to promote and preserve and make sure that people respect the culture of Emporia. So step one is simply taking that pledge and acknowledging that, yeah, I want to be conscientious of these things. But in of itself, we don't think that's quite enough, so we want to go a step further, and we're actually inviting folks to help us out by either volunteering to help in cleanup initiatives. We will be doing a Flint Hills cleanup again this year, the day following Unbound Gravel. And we'll be working with that crew to help make sure that the pathways are clean and clear after that big event. As we've talked about in years past, we know that there are some bottles that get ejected and some wrappers here and there, but the vast majority of the trash that we pick up is certainly not from those cyclists. But we view it as this is an opportunity to clean up all the waste that we encounter out there again, so that that experience is a special one for people that are out there. And also donating. So if folks feel compelled to want to help out to these initiatives so that we can help promote and preserve these cultural events like Flint Hills Beef Fest and All Veterans Tribute Week and Dia de Muertos, things like that, we'd love some financial support to make sure that those things are growing and continuing to be world-class events.
Stay golden, leave no trace, respect the land and its people. It's the Visit Emporia Pledge. So we can say, yeah, I've just taken the pledge. I'm in. Is there anything formally we can do, like online, or put our signature somewhere, Leland?
Yeah, so we'd like you to show that commitment by going to visitemporia.com/pledge. Find that online. And you can actually take a series of acknowledgement statements. You'll click the checkbox, take the pledge, go through the checkboxes, and when you get to the end, you have the opportunity to do a few things. You'll receive a digital badge, the Visit Emporia Pledge badge. You can come down to our office and get a physical sticker, or you can share that digital badge on your social channels to show others and promote that, help us promote and share that with others. And then, like I said, you can take it one step further and make a donation or sign up to volunteer with us for some of those initiatives.
Yeah, those stickers are really nice. Leland presented me with one here just a couple of weeks ago when he had those in. And these aren't stickers. They're kind of clings, aren't they?
So, well, we've got two. We've actually got two items. We've
okay.
got a sticker for folks that they can collect, and we've got window clings like what you received that we hope that some of our attractions will want to display as well. So I think about our breweries and history centers and art centers and hotels and all those types of locations. We'll be distributing those to our local businesses and attractions so that they can take the pledge with us and help us promote this initiative.
Well, let's all pledge. Leland, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia. Take the Visit Emporia pledge. 6:56, good morning.
Tax tips brought to you by Agler and Gattert Chartered, 1225 West 6th, providing expertise in the areas.